What's up, everyone? In this episode, we're going to be talking about It Depends. And I'm not talking about the ones that I'm wearing right now.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, if you're tired of running around and getting told you're too expensive and people ghosting you and all that other garbage that you deal with as a salesperson, I want to give you a resource. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab our How to Spot a Cheap Customer guide and go through that and equip yourself to see them coming a mile away and protect your time so that your time is only spent with those people that are really going to be your customers. So go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
So Tim, let's talk about gathering information and also knowing how much information to give.
You know, Greg, a lot of times when somebody's calling me, I have to figure out how much information they need and how they need to get it. And it can easily sometimes, what I call geek out or get my tech hat on and give them all useless information, which they're really not looking to get. I mean, what's it like for you when you, I mean, even if it happens to you, somebody starts babbling stuff that you don't need. How do you feel about that?
I mean, so it's funny, Scoot. You go to the doctor's, right, Tim? You go to the doctor's office and you're sitting in there by yourself and they tell you all these things that are wrong with you. Hey, you need to do this and that, or, you know, this knee's broken and it's the metacarpal of the trombone, whatever. My eyes glaze over. I'm like, I should have taken notes. I should have recorded this. I don't remember any of it. I'm just like, oh, my knee's messed up, right? And then I walk out of the office. My wife calls to see how it's going and she's like, hey, so what did the doctor say? I'm like, well, he just said my knee's messed up. Well, what about your knee? And I'm like, I have no idea. Right. And I don't even have a solution at this point. Cause I'm just like, it was information overload.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they go and they get all nerdy and stuff. They offer all this information, which is really, I just want a solution. Just tell me the solution. But again, Greg, there's a lot of people who walk into a doctor's office and want to hear these details cause they go home and they Google it. And, they're just detail oriented people. So the more information, the more they like it. But guys like, I mean, I clearly see that you're a lot like me. It's like, just tell me what's going to take to fix it and how long it's going to take and how much it's going to cost. If it's a bad toe or something, just tell me how long am I going to be, not be able to be on my foot? And what's it going to be like? And what time to show up for this thing? But sometimes when, like, for instance, Greg, you know, you call a tech support. And this is like the real extreme. When you call a tech support, and I've had computers before, and you end up with somebody, I mean, we all do it, I guess, talk to somebody overseas. It's difficult to understand exactly what they're saying, but then they're going into stuff they have no idea. It has nothing to do with what you're asking about, right? So you're stroking these keys and all this other stuff, and you're hitting changing parameters on your computer, and pretty soon you're just like, I don't know what I did. And when you get off the phone, you're more frustrated because a few reasons. One, right? Nothing's fixed. Everything's the same or worse, and you got to wait on hold for that guy again. And it comes down to is, Greg, is how would people like to perceive, how do people like to accept that information? How much do they need? If in a perfect world, if everybody I got on the phone with for tech support said, the first thing was, tell me why you called me today and how I can best help. And then shut up and let me talk. Let me listen to my story. Find out how I want to receive that information. Like for an instance, Greg, somebody calls you to, like, you're a big home builder. They're going to ask you right off the first question. They're going to say, hey, how much per square foot is your house? People don't ask that question. So how would you lead off to somebody? Would you lead off the conversation saying, before we even get involved in what you really want, let me tell you what I charge per square foot and what goes into that? It's like, no, people don't want to hear that. So how do you know who you're talking to and how they need to have their information given?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like you said, Tim, you got to ask them, you know, you're trying to best serve them. So there are going to be folks that come and want to talk about all the cool stuff that we do, that we nerd out on, right? That we're the experts on and we truly love it. And we'll ask them if that's okay, right? But most people, Tim, that I find that just want the solution. So if someone calls me for square foot price, I say, you know, and we have workarounds. We try to work around this, but we just say, hey, it depends. Well, what does it depend on? Well, how much time you got? I could explain this to you for hours. But so I think something important for us, Tim, and speaking about square foot prices, you know, I try to be specific on what that is because there's so many different variables, right? I know a lot of contractors in our group that are really intimidated to give square foot pricing because I think they're worried about losing money or something like that. I mean, has that ever happened to you?
Greg, I was very insecure with what I was telling people what things would cost, mostly because I think that people would think that I was charging too much or basically because I didn't know what things cost me. And in the real world, if I was running a profitable company and they would see through that. And the thing, you know, with people say, you know, how much is this size pond? It all depends. It's like, before, you know, I could say, look, in a minute, I'm going to use the word depends. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but it depends. And I'm going to tell you why. Some folks want to have, you know, a basic setup where they can kind of garden their own thing and plant their own plants and do their own lighting and all this other crazy stuff. And that would start off like this amount. But if you start adding all these extra bells and whistles, you're building a home, you're building certain countertops, certain fixtures, certain enclosures, certain materials, certain woods, all these other crazy stuff, metal roofs, all the stuff that you go through, it's the other end of the spectrum. And it could be this much per square foot. And I guess they figure out it truly does depend, but let them say the word. And they will. They'll say, I guess it depends. I go, yeah, I've never heard that before. It does depend.
Yeah.
So how do you tell Greg when you're giving too much info? Say you're on the phone with somebody and you just nerd it out, dude, just giving them all these variables. How do you know when you're giving too much?
Well, I think the important thing is, Sim, is make sure you're speaking the same language, first of all, like you said. So I wait for them to drop clues. I wait for them to ask questions about things. And then I'll try to dig in a little bit deeper and see, wow, you know, it sounds like you know a lot about building decks or whatever it is, to see if they really want to go down that lane. You know, what makes you ask about composite deck boards? Let's figure out exactly why they're asking. There's something else there. They want a composite deck board for maintenance or for something. We have to figure that out, right? It's not just about that thing.
Yeah. But you know, the thing is, Greg, don't be afraid of the word depends, but just kind of lead into it. So in a minute, I'm going to tell you it depends, but I'm going to tell you why it depends. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, how much detail should I give to you? What kind of person are you? You need a lot of information or, you know, something crazy, Greg, I'm going to add to. I know we're going to run a little bit longer than we had planned. An instance of somebody who needs a lot of information is I met with a gentleman last week on his project and we're talking on his property. I figured we're just going out there signing a contract, but all these crazy things he started talking about. He started talking about, you know, how long or how much noise or decibels, and he talked about wattages, and he talked about so many details. And you know, there's only a few people in the world that ask these many details. And I had to stop and I'm thinking, who am I talking to? What kind of person ask these kind of questions? And I asked him, I go, let me ask you something. Are you an engineer? And Greg, he sat back in his chair and smiled and he goes, yeah, I am. I go, I knew it, dude.
Busted.
Yeah. He had this smug look on his face like, yeah, you got me. It's like, dude, I can put my nerd hat on. We can talk all geeky about watts and kilowatts and water gallons per hour. And we could talk about all that stuff. And he was like so excited. It's like he was discovered. So he could really ask the nerdy questions he wanted to ask. So identify who you're talking to, how much information they need, and don't be afraid of the word depends, because just, you know, don't hide behind it depends and shut up. Like, it depends on a lot of things. How deep you want me to give, how much information do you want?
Beautiful. Exactly. I love that.
So in the long and short of it, Greg, right? Just find out how much information they give. Don't be afraid of the word depends and listen to the hints that how they want to receive their information.
Sound about right? Your customers are at, guys. Yep. That's the way, man.
And that's our Depends for the week, guys. See you next week. Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.